Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Our good friend Bill Treasurer is back, ladies and gentlemen. He is the author of a number of books, including the one I'm holding in my hand, Courage Goes to Work. He's the founder, the chief encouragement officer at Giant Leap Consulting. He's one of our top leadership experts in the Brain Trust. He's got a new book coming out real soon that we're going to talk a little bit about today called Leaders Open Doors. Bill Treasurer, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be back with you.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Bill. And so talk to us about this idea. When I see the title, Leaders Open Doors, I think about the concept of servant leadership. I think of the concept of aggregating the success of others. Is that kind of the angle that you're working on?
Yeah, you're definitely right there. It's very much about servant leadership. I'll tell you, as you know, I've been in the leadership expert business for over 20 years now, mm-hmm. and you know, did my thesis on leadership back in graduate school and stuff, and have worked with 75 different really prominent companies, many of them in the area of leadership. But we leadership experts have complexified this idea of leadership. You know, we want a leader who...
Complexified, is that a real word, Bill?
I made it up.
Okay,
just
good.
For today's show.
Okay, good.
But we want a leader who's, you know, too many things. Our expectation of a leader is too high, and our definition is too nuanced. We want a leader who's bold and calculated, passionate mm-hmm. and reasonable, rational and emotional.
Does that person exist?
That's the thing. You know, I think that we've created this expectation that's just really unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
So after all leadership...
Good. I'm good, Bill, but I'm not that good.
Exactly. I mean, you could do all of those things if you're God, but you're not. You know. So right. I, having learned all of these leadership lessons, I got this really, really profound leadership lesson one day when my little five-year-old came home from school, and he got to be class leader for the day. My wife said, you know, honey, make a big deal. Ian got to be class leader for the day. I said, come here, little buddy. You get to be class leader. How cool is that? I said, what'd you get to do? And he looked at me with his big, bright eyes, and he said, I got to open doors for people.
Wow.
I thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah, that was a red letter day for him. He got to help other people.
Exactly. And it really got me thinking, you know, that we leadership experts complexified this idea of leadership, but if you really get to the core, the simple idea of leadership is, how can I create opportunities for other
people
so that they can grow and succeed?
The people that I see being leading organizations with outrageous success do it effortlessly.
Right.
And if you pay attention to what people like that are doing, they're not working, they're not managing, they're not breaking a sweat, there's no dirt under their fingernails, their brows aren't furrowed. They're all they do is help other people accomplish their goals.
That's it. I think that we make leadership too hard, and then the leader themselves feel under the burden of this type of leadership, and it doesn't have to be that. It can simply be creating opportunities for other people to grow. Giving them a proving ground is an example.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you can't be a leader if you can't demonstrate leadership if you use the self, you know, the self-reference all the time, if it's always about I. And I don't even think, I think what you're talking about is even beyond we. It's them, isn't it? It's helping those other people, but then trusting that in the process of that, if you're in that position, if you're the CEO, if you own the company, if you help other people to succeed, that success will aggregate and accrue to you.
There is a certain, you know, enlightened self-interest, right?
Well, yeah.
Of course.
Everybody wants to be successful.
Right. And if I give people an opportunity where they can grow their skills, where they can add more value to the company, where they add more value to their own career, it's a win-win. Mm-hmm. I mean, the best reflection of a leader, Jim, you know this, the best reflection of a leader is not by looking at the leader, at their own opinion of themselves, right, and the leader saying, I'm a great leader. The best way you can tell if you got a great leader is, are the people showing up to work each day enthusiastic to do their work? Is the company hitting their numbers? Are people not being absent? Are people engaged with what they're doing? Are they working on meaningful things? That's the best reflection of a leader, is in the development of the people that they're leading.
Absolutely, absolutely. Bill, give us the website, please.
My website is www.giantleapconsulting.com. You can also get there through couragebuilding.com.
All right, so check that out. And his books are there, as well as wherever books are sold. Bill Treasurer is his name. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about leadership and this leading way of leading people without breaking a sweat, without getting any dirt under your nails, but still finding outrageous success. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.